Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trade Show Minute on the last day of ISC 2017 in Amsterdam. I am here with my wonderful guest, Chris Gamble. Welcome.
Hi, Victoria. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, it's the last day of the show. Tired feet, but still ready to see more.
Yeah. Rumor has it that you created the hashtag live install. Is that correct?
The rumor is correct. Yeah, it was my making, and I manage it and keep spreading the news using the hashtag live install.
Good. Can you tell us a little bit about the hashtag and also your company and just that interaction through the years?
Yeah, the hashtag is a primary hashtag that residential smart home installers would use to promote their work on social media. Mm-hmm. So it's heavily image-based, video-based, and it's just a common tag for you to promote your work, but it's also advanced to also be a tag that is an easy one to find the latest industry news, mm-hmm. what's happening at the shows, mm-hmm. Maybe what training courses are coming up. So it's not just an installer hashtag, it's a trade supplier hashtag, it's a trade press hashtag. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're really popular at this time of year around ISE. It's trending with the other well-known hashtags, which we're proud of.
Which are?
AV Tweeps, Pro AV would be the three outside of
ISE hashtag. Yeah,
and it's just good to follow the statistics. There's mm-hmm. there's a site that you can go to, aka.tv. Mm-hmm. You can see who the trending Twitter accounts are.
Oh, I should look at that.
Rave are number one by a long way. But we're not far behind, you know, number five or six in the table.
We'll celebrate, you know. Yeah. Good. So I actually saw, I stalked you down on Twitter through the hashtags, and then I saw that you mentioned that someone told you, sell to the masses and not to the classes. Can you kind of explain that to me?
Yeah, it's a discussion we were having with a Canadian-based integrator, mm-hmm. who residential-focused like ourselves, and he said there's two routes you can go down. You can either be the one that looks after the select properties on the street that's mm-hmm. very, very exclusive, very competitive, mm-hmm. or target the masses. They're also needing that technology expert mm-hmm. in their lives to make things more simple, to make things more efficient for them, mm-hmm. To make their homes more safer, more entertaining. And is that an opportunity that many are not taking advantage of? Mm-hmm. You know, are we all chasing after the same houses on the street?
Right. Speaking of ISC, though, what have you seen something awesome that you've expected or anything outside of your expectations during the show? It's kind of like a live tweet from the live install community. Mm. So let us know what you found.
Well, I think it's so much fun to see voice control being widely adopted.
Uh-huh. Especially the Amazon Echo.
Yeah, the Echo.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't personally seen it in on the show floor, but I saw the videos we have with Crestron. I haven't seen Lutron, but I know that's out there, correct?
Yeah, the companies like Lutron, Crestron, Control 4, they've got their own skills mm-hmm. on the Amazon site that are custom skills that are tailored to a Control 4 or Crestron installation. Mm-hmm. So you can do whole house scenes, you can recall that, you can do very specific room commands.
Right.
And it's a great addition to a project, to be able to just bring that out at the end of a project and say, and you also have voice control to your client.
Yeah.
You've just become the coolest tradesman on the project.
Yeah.
So voice control was expected to be the thing that would be seen everywhere at the show.
Right.
But I've been pleasantly surprised to see it working with brands that I just didn't expect to be so far on with voice control.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually really excited about it too. At first, even just commands off your phone, voice commands, I was really hesitant. I'm like, it's not going to work, you know, especially with different people's accents or maybe different languages as well. I'm not sure if they're even that far. I'm totally behind on that. But I was hesitant. And so, you know, seeing the AV industry pushing for that voice control, especially with Amazon Echo, I was kind of hesitant. And then now I'm looking at all the demonstrations in person at ISC, and I'm totally blown away. So I'm actually excited to go back home, maybe integrate that with my with my home. So
yeah, what we'll see Echo filtering into is your regular appliances. Mm-hmm. So you may buy a radio or a music device which mm-hmm. has Echo within it, or Alexa. You may get a kettle or a refrigerator or a washing appliance, mm-hmm. and it will have that voice control. So you could just say the program that you wish, or
yeah.
you check on the contents of your refrigerator. You know,
so that's great. Yeah.
We'll see how that develops.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen anything else that really caught your eye, maybe on the show floor? I still probably after noon today, I'm going to go scope out the floor and check out all the simulated experiences. So, have you seen anything else than that?
For us, we've focused a lot of our attention to the areas where there's KNX mm-hmm. manufacturers.
Okay.
KNX is a protocol, worldwide standard for controlling homes and buildings. It's mm-hmm. a system that we use as an install business.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited to see more innovation from the KNX brands, greater choice of the user interface, the keypads,
mm-hmm.
adoption of voice control,
mm-hmm.
Greater acceptance of IoT devices mm-hmm. within what was traditionally seen as quite a robust, quite dull, boring building control system.
Mm-hmm.
But by adding this IoT edge to it,
mm-hmm.
again, it just keeps it at the forefront of controlling your home.
Yeah, definitely. Can you go into it maybe about, you said that it's a standard possibly. Can you just go on about it? I'm fairly new to the industry, so you have to excuse my really basic questions. But I'd like to know, there's a lot of millennials listening to this podcast too, so they're like, oh, what is this new thing? So can you explain that as well?
Yeah, you hear it a lot that people say, oh, there is not one standard for controlling the home,
right,
and it's a
right.
battle between brands. But for over 20 years, the KNX Association has been a collection of over 400 businesses and
mm-hmm.
some household names who share a common language to communicate between their devices. So it could be lighting companies, heating control companies, companies that make weather stations and sensors,
mm-hmm.
but they all share the KNX protocol,
mm-hmm.
Which is low speed, high reliability,
mm-hmm.
an information bus in your home,
mm-hmm.
telling the relevant device to turn on, off, a dimming value.
Mm-hmm.
The products go through strict regulations and standards they have to meet. So as an installer, you're actually going in with great confidence that your KNX installation is going to be, you know, a robust, reliable,
right.
minimal callback
mm-hmm.
system, which
great.
You know, gives us great confidence.
Great. And so I guess at ISC, are you just viewing the show floor? Or are you an exhibitor here too?
Just as a visitor. We've never exhibited at ISC. We have got involved with trade shows in the UK,
mm-hmm.
Where we've, you know, tried to have an exhibition space to catch up with our
mm-hmm.
with our peers. We've had the live install lounge at shows where people could come and have peer to peer networking
yeah.
opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Which maybe that still isn't at ISC. Is there a, you know, an area? You've got the CEDIA area.
I think at Infocom there's a little bit more events. This is my first time at ISC, so I'm not sure actually the history and evolution of that. But I guess, are there some things like receptions at the end of events? I haven't been to them personally.
Yeah, I think every day this week there has been a gathering at various
mm-hmm.
venues around the city. And mm-hmm. it's a great place to entertain your
yeah.
clients. If you were a supplier, this is... you know, a fun city to entertain people in.
Yeah, definitely. Someone actually told me that ISC is like the AV Disneyland. They like are going around and they love it, and there's so many things going on, so it's great. Also, it reminded us again of the hashtag and how long it's actually been around.
Hashtag Live Install has been around since early 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Created by my business Customized, a residential smart home company,
mm-hmm.
but has been adopted by thousands of businesses in our industry,
mm-hmm.
especially in the smart home sector,
mm-hmm.
and it just surprises me that it's just so consistently used time and time again,
yeah.
and it takes no managing,
mm-hmm.
it takes no effort, it's self-perpetuating.
Definitely. Well, thank you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your ISC 2017. And remember to check out hashtag live install on Twitter.
Thank you, Victoria.